ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN, Las Vegas, K265EZ. It's Cofield and Company with Adam Hill.
Oh, man. Hey.
And Ryan McKinnell.
They've done studies, you know, 60% of the time, it works every time.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
On ESPN Las Vegas.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Yeah, bust out the hoodies, the flannels, the beanies. It's that time of year. The big guy and I are excited. This is Cofield and Company on a Tuesday, as you can tell. No, Steve Cofield. This is Ryan McKinnell holding it down. We are outside of T-Mobile Plaza getting you ready tonight for your Vegas Golden Knights taking on the Buffalo Sabres. Coming off a 2-4 season. A little bit of a shaky road trip. Looking to get things back on track tonight. Joined, as always, by the other half of the company, Adam Hill. What's up, Adam?
Not too much. It's good to be out here at the arena getting ready for the game. And interesting weather, I would say.
Oh, I love it.
It's perfect. It's overcast, nice and cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
Right where I want to be. This is my wheelhouse.
Looks like it could rain at any time, though.
Yes. Please bring that on, all of it. No. I'm not that Vegas guy that relishes in the 100 degrees. I know you're out there, and I love you. We all love Las Vegas. We love it for different reasons. One of the reasons I maybe don't love Las Vegas as much as some of you is 6 months of triple digits. So right now, I am living my best life, Adam Hill. I am the happiest version you will ever catch me right now. Outside, hockey, cool weather.
I think the temperature is perfect. I just don't like the fact that it looks like it could rain.
It's something new. Give us something different to look at instead of all that sunshine. All right, Stack Show.
Your entrance is like 50 yards from here. Mine is like 350 yards. I'm just worried about that walk in the rain.
Still closer than most arenas. And you're right. My walk is about 50 yards.
I'm not saying
second level right over there at the park. Ooh.
I'm not saying the walk is far. Right. I'm just saying if it's raining, you got to try to get equipment from here to there.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Tough it up, Snowflake. All right.
Don't that's my computer. That's what I'm worried about.
Aren't you the guy that like replaces your computer every 6 months?
Yeah,
that's
but
what
I you told literally me. Just did it.
Oh, okay.
Like 2 weeks ago.
All right. We'll give you a pass then. All right, so Stack Show coming up, especially stacked first 2 hours as far as guests go. Joining us in about a half an hour, Nick Gizmondi. You know him, you love him, AT&T Sportsnet, pre, post, and intermission. Catch him on your television. But he will be down here on set in about a half an hour to preview this game tonight against the Buffalo Sabres. Then, coming up at 4 o'clock, if that's not cool enough, joining us, and I'm excited, as a South Bend local, former Heisman winner, the first wide receiver ever to win the award in 1987, and one hell of an NFL wide receiver as well, Hall of Famer, Tim Brown, talking Oakland Raiders and Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Then at 4:15, regular spot from Caleb Herring, talking UNLV. So, as
think,
I said, stack
Tim,
show.
Tim Brown's more excited to talk Raiders or Notre Dame?
I don't know. I have the perfect setup for it, too. I can't wait to talk to him.
I think definitely Notre Dame.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna hit him with the good news, bad news. Which one does he want first? I'm really excited to talk to Tim Brown. But let's get into it, man. We were watching the game last night at Pizza Rock together. Green Bay Packers, San Francisco 49ers. I said this yesterday, and I keep thinking each week, in primetime, whether it be Thursday, Sunday night, Monday night, we keep getting the best game. Sunday night, you saw Tom Brady do what Tom Brady does. And then not within 24 hours, primetime, you see Aaron Rodgers do what Aaron Rodgers does. It's a hell of a start to the season here for the NFL.
Yeah, for sure. And they're getting lucky, although they're getting unlucky in a couple of games coming up here. I know there's some real duds on the schedule.
Adam, this was supposed to be a dud. C.J. Beathard, San Francisco 49ers, taking on Aaron Rodgers?
It's Aaron Rodgers. You need the star power.
Right?
Like,
for sure.
As long as you have a little bit of star power, people are going to be happy. And, by the way, just before we even get into more of the game, I'll point out, yesterday we were talking about the game. We were talking about handicapping it.
Yeah.
And I said, it's a game I wouldn't ordinarily look at the under. But if you remember what I said after that, I don't bet unders in primetime games. Like, there tends to be a lot of scoring, so I wouldn't take it.
Yep.
Now, the game starts off as a shootout. I get a tweet from one of our listeners. Great call on the under, idiot.
No, that was me. That was really me hammering
and
the under.
And I was like, what are you talking about? What did I like? It was just the tweet was just to me though.
I just like that they got us mixed up. Like I was the one that went to bat for the under, and they went after you.
So. I guess I was like, I don't. Please tell me exactly what I said because I said don't bet the under in a primetime game.
That's one thing I love about working with you is I feel all default anger heads straight to you. Like sure. I get no blowback for anything because well I guess everyone assumes I'm you.
Well, how many tweets I've gotten about being 5-1 on my best bets on Sunday morning?
They hate to hear you winning.
Zero. Not one person has said one word. 5-1 on our Sunday morning show. Make sure you tune in Sunday morning from the Westgate to get the best bet.
Winners, 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 winners.
5-1. Now, Steve has touted me up as being over 75%. I'm way over that.
Are you?
What, 5-1? So that's much better.
Okay.
I think. From doing,
see, yeah, you know me, man.
I see some math being
Don't ask me about math. Don't ask me about math.
3-1 is 75%. 5-1 is much better.
Yeah. I had to take tutoring just to get through introductory math when I went to Ball State. I was coming out of Algebra 2 in geometry in high school. And, yeah, man, I just, no math for me. Hence why I'm so poor at betting. Never listen to me. I mean, squarest of the square. We bring sharps on to...
You are as square as it gets.
Exactly. All right, so the game itself. From a squares perspective, one heck of a game. What'd you think? What were your main takeaways from last night?
Yeah, I mean, what you take away from it is the Packers' defense is nowhere close to being ready to make them a contender. The supporting cast around Aaron Rodgers is questionable at best. The coaching is horrific. It's the Aaron Rodgers show and always the Aaron Rodgers show and only the Aaron Rodgers show in Green Bay. I think a lot of people knew that, but it was painfully obvious last night. They can't get a stop.
Yeah, see, well, we talked about this yesterday. You said that the Minnesota Vikings were going to right their wrongs and they were going to shore up their defense and they were going to be the contender in this division. I agree wholeheartedly. You know this. I don't think Minnesota has much to offer, especially in terms of defense. I think it's a completely different team than they were last year. Obviously, Everson Griffin, the problems with that. They just lost their first-round pick to injury for the rest of the season. News came out yesterday. Harrison Smith isn't playing like he used to, and I just don't know if they can keep battling in shootouts without the rushing attack that they had prior. Now, the flip side of that is Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. What I'm seeing him do consistently on one leg, and now heading into this week, they've got a bye. It's not inconceivable. Yes, they have defensive problems, but I'd like to think that they could shore that up, or at the very least, hold it close enough that Aaron Rodgers can seemingly do what Aaron Rodgers does, what like I said, seems to be every single week.
Yeah, I mean, that's the benefit that the Packers have if they're in the game.
Yeah.
They have a very good chance to win as long as they can have the ball last.
Hey, you want
to
talk about the Packers' defense. What was going on with San Francisco's defense on that final drive? Green Bay had no timeouts, and they, for whatever reason, were consistently playing they were playing the inside, letting the receivers get to the outside and have access to that sideline.
I mean,
there was no sideline protection.
Right. Well, the issue also that they had is I think that in their mind, the Packers were going to try to pick up, you know, 10 yards and out, and the Packers were going 20 yards and out, 25, and they were kind of getting in the middle of where the defense was, and... I mean, the one down the right sideline was just a perfect throw. I mean,
it was great throw.
Great coverage, and it was a back shoulder
but
where you're just running with the receiver.
Force him to the center of the field.
I mean, you can't touch him. Like, yeah, there's a way to defend to the outside
sure,
and try
absolutely.
To force him inside.
Lay on the coverage.
Yeah, but you also you can't touch. And penalties are the worst at that point in the game. You're just letting them move the field without even having to complete the pass and stopping the clock after the play. You have to try to avoid a penalty in that situation, and the Packers just did a good job. Like I said, the one down the right sideline was perfectly covered. You made him make a perfect throw to the back shoulder. There's really no defense to that if you make the right throw.
Yeah.
And they did.
Well, you talk about penalties late in the game, and you talk about that drive specifically. What do you think about that Richard Sherman penalty that it was third down? It was a big play. Changed the drive, changed the future of the game.
Yeah. Again, it's a call that is not disputable. You can't make an argument that it wasn't a penalty.
Right.
You can't possibly do that.
But
the argument that you can make...
The timing.
The argument that you can make is that play happens, like, almost every play.
Mm-hmm.
It's not called on every play. So why are you choosing to call it in that situation? That's the decision that they made. I don't like it because, honestly, like, if you're going to make the call, make it every single play. And people are going to hate it. I won't. I'm like, hey, by the book, I like this.
Mr. Rules.
There was 195 penalties in this game? This sucks. Not to me. I like to see. I want to see that if it's a penalty, it's a penalty, or it's never a penalty.
Well, listen, you said it. This play happens all the time, and it goes unchecked. It goes uncalled. So when it happens, obviously the immediate response, especially in this moment, as we were talking about star power to kick this off, how the NFL, you know, really wants people in these primetime spots. Well, you know what happened after that call was made. Oh, well, the NFL didn't want to see San Francisco and C.J. Beathard win this game. They want to see Aaron Rodgers win this game. What do you take away from
stuff
like
that?
They
at least wanted to see. They at least wanted to see a chance. And it's not. Listen, I don't think it's the NFL. I think the referees know in their mind that that's probably what the NFL wants, and I think they're making the call on their own to like, hey, I'm going to stay in the good graces. I'm going to make this call, and they know that they also have the backing of. It's the rule. Like, if you make the call, and then somebody calls you into a meeting, or they call you out and say, hey, let's go through your calls here. What'd you see here? What'd you do here? The easy answer is, yeah, that was a penalty. You're right, it was. Okay, let's move on. Now, I don't know how much they grill them on, well, why didn't you call it when he did it the four previous plays and he committed penalties on all of them? That is a fair question. But I know the league doesn't want penalties every single play, but you can't argue that it wasn't a penalty. It absolutely was.
All right, coming up in about 20 minutes, we will be joined by Nick Gazmondi of AT&T Sportsnet to talk about your Vegas Golden Knights taking on the Buffalo Sabres tonight. But coming up next, NBA season kicks off tonight, and it is time for the Jacksons' Big F and Deal. Coming up next here, Cofield & Company.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm from New York. I know great pizza, Grimaldi's. The best pizza I ever had. It's perfect to satisfy those football Sunday cravings. Check it out. The world-famous Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
Do you have feet, back, or leg pain? All of us are susceptible. Think about it. That's 2% of your frame holding up 98% of your body. That can lead to problems. I put a hurting on my feet, doing a lot of yard work, plus all that walking when I'm working the sidelines during the games. It's Steve Cofield here. I went to see the folks at the Good Feet Store. They'll tell you about the four arches of the foot and try to make sure those foot tissues are getting exercised like they need to be. And at the Good Feet Store, it's more affordable than ever to try their three-step system that can change your life. They'll create a customized solution specifically to fit your needs, activities, and wardrobe. You can go into the Good Feet Store 7 days a week. The personalized fitting is free, and you can even leave the store for a test walk. Why not? You gotta try them out. And the products come with a lifetime guarantee. If you have foot problems, here's a solution with my friends at the Good Feet Store. Two locations, one at 26 West Sahara, right across from Palace Station, and 4150 Blue Diamond, just west of the Silverton. Stop dealing with the pain. Get into the Good Feet Store today.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. Are you experiencing panic attacks, nausea, or diarrhea? Is your computer not turning on? Is it running super slow? Is your internet crawling? Or is it just randomly crashing? You could be suffering from ICS, Irritable Computer Syndrome. I want you to ask yourself, when was the last time you had your PC cleaned? Over time, Windows, updates, spyware, malware, and dangerous viruses will make your computer run like crap. You need to bring in your laptop or desktop PC, no matter what brand it is, and let me run a 100% free virus scan, malware, and spyware scan on your computer. Don't wait and risk losing everything. Now, why are we doing this for free? Because we want to impress you so much that if you or any of your friends or family need a computer, service, or phone repair, you come to PC Laptops first. Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $799. PC Laptops, we love you!
Making going solar simple. Zero down. Ask about Universal Solar's exclusive 0% financing for 108 months.
Universal Solar Direct. Call 702-487-6900.
Nevada license 79863.
This is how Washington is supposed to work. As soon as she took office, Jackie Rosen joined the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus, a group of Republicans and Democrats committed to passing bipartisan legislation. And they've done a lot of good, like developing a bipartisan proposal to rebuild our nation's infrastructure. Jackie Rosen has one of the most independent voting records in Congress. She took on Nancy Pelosi to reform the VA and fix the Affordable Care Act. Jackie Rosen wrote bipartisan legislation President Trump signed to improve veterans' health care. And Jackie Rosen was one of just three Democrats to break with Nancy Pelosi to pass permanent middle-class tax cuts. Jackie Rosen knows fighting for Nevada means working with both parties. Jackie Rosen for Senate. Early voting starts October 20th.
I'm Jackie Rosen, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Rosen for Nevada.
At Twin Peaks, there's over 30 ways to build your perfect wing. Whether you like them boneless, sauced and tossed, or grilled to perfection, get up here. This football season, we've stepped up our game with two new wing sauces to add to the mix. Try the savory with a hint of heat and the spicy garlic, or go full-fledged hot with the Korean volcano. At every Twin Peaks, you'll find wall-to-wall TVs, scratch food, and the signature 29-degree beer, served by the best-in-class Twin Peaks girls. Welcome to your new local spot for sports and scenic views, Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or application firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm from New York. I know great pizza, Grimaldi's. The best pizza I ever had. It's perfect to satisfy those football Sunday cravings. Check it out. The world-famous Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
Enjoy chef-inspired, delicious hot and cold platters prepared with love by Opportunity Village's Kitchen Creations catering team. We offer a wide variety of delicacies from chicken piccata to crab rangoon and trays filled with tasty wraps, sandwiches, and cookies. At Opportunity Village, we cater to all, and it's all for a good cause. 100% of your order supports programs and services for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. For food that's fresh and made from scratch, visit ov2go.com.
It's time for the Big Effin' Deal, brought to you by Jackson's Bar and Grill.
Yeah, that's right, Jackson's Bar and Grill, Big Effin' Deal here on this Tuesday. You know Jackson's, they got the Prime Rib Mondays where you can go out and get 1 pound of mouth-watering slices of prime rib dribbled in their world-famous au jus. And as Cofield always says, ask for a bucket of au jus. They don't actually serve it in a bucket, but if you say Cofield sent you, they will acquiesce, I promise.
Yeah, he has a lot of clout.
Yes, a lot of pull. A lot of pull. In fact, listener just came up, looked at us, said, where's Cofield? Yeah. Told him he was on vacation. He's like, oh, cool. He walked away.
He's over there just staring us down.
Guess we just don't we don't do it for him. I get it.
I totally understand.
Yeah, 100% understand. It's we like, don't even like each other.
It's like going to Rochelle Rochelle when Bette Midler's not there.
Okay. What are you, 70? I don't even get that reference. We're like the same age. What are you doing?
Seinfeld.
Oh, okay. That would make more sense. You with the Seinfeld reference that I don't get. That was just straight Bette Midler. All right, Jackson's Bar and Grill, Big Effin' Deal for this Tuesday, which is a special Tuesday. The NBA season kicks off tonight. Got Boston and the 76ers, Portland and the Golden State Warriors. Nope. Chrissy, as you hit that Kawhi laugh, did you happen to pull the audio from that incredible viral clip last night of Kawhi's laugh?
That mashup?
Yes.
That is about to be my new ringtone, my
Can
friend.
You, do you have that available? We didn't talk about this.
I will make sure it is cut okay. So we can share it in the Big Five at least.
Perfect. 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 It's incredible. That's a tease. If you didn't hear it, I'm sure if you're on Twitter, most of you have heard it. But if you hadn't heard it, it's incredible. So, Adam, I'm just going to lay this to you right now. We're sitting out here in front of T-Mobile. Vegas Golden Knights taking on the Buffalo Sabres. This is a hockey town. But prior, years back, this would be a much bigger deal. Now, I'm going to let you answer, then I'm going to go. But the NBA season kicks off tonight. Big effing deal? Big effing deal.
Those two sounded way
Valiant
too
Valiant effort, my friend.
Those were way too close to each other.
Here, let's try it. Big effing deal. Big effing deal.
Okay,
I feel like I actually won that one.
They're all ridiculous.
Answer the question, Hill.
Regular season NBA to me always is big effing deal. It always is. I've talked about it a lot. I don't I don't love the NBA, especially during the regular season. I'm in the playoffs. I do think it's more intriguing than usual just to have LeBron in LA. Just to have him. He's like, it's the Lakers have always kind of been the local team. They're a team that's on every night on TV here. Like, it's a cool thing to have him, be a part of that, to watch those games and to have him just every night. You just go home, turn on, watch LeBron. That's interesting.
Big effing deal. Now, I'm with you, but for entirely
different...
I think the
bigger deal is that you don't understand Seinfeld references.
I told you I don't watch Seinfeld. I watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
It's ridiculous.
No, I love Curb Your Enthusiasm. Seinfeld was PG, okay? Curb Your Enthusiasm is real life. It is rated R.
Seinfeld got super dark.
Well, that I can't speak to. You can attest to it. It's your favorite show.
George took out Bette Midler during the softball game when Jerry's dating the understudy. So it looked like George took out Bette Midler just to get the understudy the part. But then every time she took the stage, the crowd booed because they wanted Bette Midler. It became a whole thing.
Kawhi laugh. No. Thank you. That's my response to that. All right, so you said you are excited for this because LeBron is in Los Angeles. That I'm actually with you. I'm going to have my LeBron jersey on Thursday when we're out at Silver 7. Very much looking forward to that. Now, I'm a Bulls fan. I hope the Lakers lose every single game. I just want LeBron to score 100 points every single game while they lose, if that's possible. I don't think that's actually going to happen. But in terms of my excitement level for this actual season, competitively speaking, it's a big effing deal. This is what I said last year, Adam. And you guys mocked me. And, I got to admit, I was sweating it a little bit in Game 7. Right? Houston and Golden State. But seriously, as the Warriors kick off their season tonight, and presumably I think they're raising their banner for, their second championship. Last year, we knew they're going to win. This year, we know they're going to win. They're even better this year. So, I guess my question is, while I say this, big effing deal, as the season kicks off, can we just get Golden State to raise two banners tonight? Can we just get this over with and give them the 19 championship
if Curry and Durant both get hurt?
And then they got DeMarcus Cousins and Klay Thompson.
Not enough. They would not win the title those two guys.
It would definitely be a much more difficult path to championship.
I mean, I think if one of them gets hurt, it becomes interesting.
Somewhat, depending on which one. Who can they afford to have less? This is a really stupid question, but I ask it anyway. Curry or Durant?
I think they need Durant more.
Yeah,
I think if one of them gets hurt, the season becomes interesting.
Really? You think if Steph Curry goes down and the team still has Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, DeMarcus Cousins in the supporting cast, Draymond Green?
It opens the door for other teams.
All right.
To at least have a shot. I'm very intrigued by what Boston does this year.
Well, it would certainly make it more interesting. And listen, you're not wrong about Boston. Let's get into that a little bit as obviously they kick off the season tonight. And this is an entirely different squad. Now, not so much than the starters of last year. They didn't really add that much. Obviously, the elephant in the room is the return of Gordon Howard and how this team is going to meld and mesh when, obviously, the chemistry was thrown so off kilter last year, but they were able to adapt to that and make one heck of a run through the postseason and, Tatum showed up, Rozier showed up. They really formed a bond. So what do you think is going to happen this year?
First of all, I want to point out to people that that you were supposed to say Gordon Hayward. It was just that you got Jordan Howard and Gordon Hayward confused.
Did I seriously say Jordan Howard?
Gordon Howard.
Oh, okay.
You knew who the player was.
Of course
I
do,
just making sure people don't think, what an idiot. He said it was Gordon Howard.
No. I watched Gordon very closely through his collegiate run in Central Indiana. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So, I think it's very interesting. But also the Celtics are, to me, what the Rams are in the NFL, because the Celtics have Brad
Stevens.
Oh,
that's right. So you and Brad Stevens. It's a new basketball season.
Yeah.
I am once again reminded of your incredible man crush that you have on Brad Stevens.
Because
it's
he's
the
a
young
genius.
Boys. You like the young boys. You like Sean McVay and Brad Stevens. No, you do.
I don't know if that's the
no,
case.
No, it's definitely the case. You like the young boys.
I like sports geniuses.
No, you like young boys.
Is what I like.
No, young men. Young men in suits and power.
First of all, Sean McVay doesn't wear a suit.
That's true.
He does have an incredibly hot Ukrainian girlfriend. Good
beard,
for him.
Beard, probably.
No, I don't think so. I do like coaches
that
what I consider geniuses that are far ahead of their time, far ahead of the game. Those guys are transformative figures in the coaching world. They are changing everything about the way the game is played in their sports, and they are ahead of the curve. I really respect that, and that's why I love to watch Boston play. That they manage the game so incredibly well. I mean, it makes it difficult if you're like a fantasy player and he's juggling 10 guys and playing different lineups and rotations and running insane stuff offensively that people have no idea what's going on, especially if you want basketball porn, watch their inbounds plays. My goodness, they're incredible. It's like watching the passing tree, the routes that the Rams run. It's the same thing. It's insane how incredible that is. So, yeah, I'm excited about those things, a couple of different things, but yeah, regular season NBA is just not my thing.
Big effing deal. Debut of the NBA season here in front of T-Mobile Arena at Toshiba Plaza. This is a hockey town now. A lot more things to be excited about. This is the Jacksons Bar and Grill. Big effing deal. You can check them out on beststeakdeal.com. They got their prime rib Mondays with their mouth-watering slices of prime rib served with their world-famous au jus. They also have the ribeye burgers, jalapeno fire burgers, atomic burgers, grilled cheeseburgers, poutine burgers, fajita burgers. They got everything's out at Jackson's Bar and Grill. All right, so let's end on this. Talked about Boston. Talked about Golden State. Talked a little bit about LeBron James. Let's swing it back around to King James. What are your expectations for this Lakers season? Because we obviously covered it, the offseason, ostensibly, right? When everything was going down, when you know everything was happening with the weird signings and the weird role players that got added on this team. Are you feeling any better 48 hours removed from the debut of LeBron James in the Lakers uniform?
I mean, I think I'm more down on their prospects than most people are. You know, I think that it's going to be, you know, in a process of just kind of figuring out how to play with him, how to make things work. I do think they've got some talent around him, but you know, it's a whole new environment. It's a whole new cast of characters. We've seen that in Cleveland a little bit with, you know, trying to figure some things out. And when you have new guys in there trying to rotate and figure out who plays well with who and who fills what role. And I think it's really intriguing how they handle, first of all, the misfits, as we've talked about, and how they're kind of goofy in a lot of ways. And what do they do? What does LeBron do as far as where he fits in on offense? I mean, he's a guy who likes to have the ball in his hand. You've got Lonzo Ball, who we'll see how many minutes he plays, but he's a guy who he can't really shoot, so his role is to have the ball and to create for guys. But if you have a guy in LeBron that's handling the ball, what is Lonzo's role? Why is he even on the team? That's my other question. And how do they figure that out? And if LeBron is dominating the ball and Lonzo is figuring out how to kind of fit in, what does LeVar do? And does he throw some chaos into things by saying, hey, my son needs the ball in his hand and doing interviews all the time and speaking out? And does that become an issue? Like, I think there's a lot of things to figure out. I don't look at them as a contender. I think they're between the fourth and seventh seed in the West. I think they make the playoffs and, you know, try to figure it out from there and try to add a new big piece next year when they can sign a max deal in free agency. But I think there's a lot to figure out there.
All right, let's end on this. A lot of important narratives and stories going around the NBA. None more so, at least intriguing on my end, when Boston squares off against Philadelphia tonight and the second season of Markelle Fultz's shot. What is going to happen?
I don't know. I mean, he's gonna play more. they're going to throw him out there and let him see what he can do. I think he can do a lot of things on the court. Shooting's not one of them, and we've seen kind of a disaster. But it's supposedly remade, and he's going to try out some new things. That's an entertaining thing. It's like watching Josh Allen try to play quarterback. Like, it's funny. I don't know if it's, like, good television or entertaining.
It is for you.
It's funny. So, we'll see.
Where do you think Philadelphia is going to land this year?
Second.
Okay, behind Boston?
It's Boston, Philadelphia, and Milwaukee right there.
What about my baby Bulls? You think Markin is going to be able to pull an 8 spot out of them?
No.
No?
I mean, listen.
You know, bottom, the East is wide open.
The bottom half of the East is just to throw them in a bucket and just draw names out of there. So, we'll see. It's probably for the best to not make the playoffs at this point.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to compete, so don't make it. Try to get a draft pick and try to rebuild.
All right. That does it for the Jacksons Big Effin' Deal here on this Tuesday. You can find them at beststeakdeal.com. They got their prime rib Mondays and their ribeye burgers. Plenty of au jus and goodness. All right. When we come back, we are going to be joined by Gizmo, Nick Gizmondi of the Vegas Golden Knights, here to preview tonight's matchup at 7 o'clock against the Vegas Golden Knights, taking on the Buffalo Sabres here. I was fine. T-Mobile Arena. Toshiba Plaza, Nick Gizmondi coming up next here on Cofield & Company.
Cofield & Company is brought to you by Jackson's Bar Grill & Gaming, where you can get the best steak deals in Las Vegas. Check it out, beststeakdeal.com.
Hey you, it's Steve Cofield. Don't you think it's time to pamper yourself? Your wife and girlfriend do it. Why shouldn't you? My spot is Swagger Men's Grooming. They have a cool shop over at Coronado Center and Eastern. Clean and comfortable with a man cave style TVs all over the place. Complimentary beer, wine, or water. You can walk in or book ahead. You can book ahead online. Swagger Men's Grooming is open 7 days a week with high-end haircuts. Plus, who doesn't love the hot towel shampoo and neck massage that's included with the haircut? It's Swagger Men's Grooming, Coronado Center and Eastern. Walk in and swagger out.
In every state in the country.
Good morning, Piston Service, Kent speaking.
And in every city and every state.
Rapid Lube, this is Jeremy. How can I help you?
You'll find a local auto shop that's probably been there for years.
Good morning, good afternoon.
This is Matt,
Kent speaking.
And this is Ben.
Phil, can I help you?
And in most of those shops.
Thank you for choosing All Tires, Staten Island's home for tires and service.
You'll find us.
This is Lynn. How may I help you?
Interstate Batteries are sold in over 100,000 locally owned locations across the nation. Find the one near you at interstatebatteries.com.
Take care.
I used to post to job boards.
Only to sort through tons of resumes.
Just to find a few candidates for
my sales team.
My hair salons.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology scans resumes for me to find the right people.
And actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
With a flyer line with a minute and a half left in the third. Holding it in is Carpenter to the right wing. Feeds it across. Shot. Score! Cody Aitken from Ryan Carpenter with 1:25 left.
What a great play by Cody Aitken. He starts it. Carpenter comes back, circles. He's in the right position, high in the zone to pick this up. And Cody got a great shot to get his second of the year.
Cody Eakin with the go-ahead goal Saturday against the Philadelphia Flyers. The only goal needed. Cody Eakin Saturday, backed up by one heck of a performance by Marc-Andre Fleury in a shutout that I think for Vegas Golden Knights fan was much needed. Made everyone feel nice and warm and fuzzy. 1-5 is much different than 2-4. And this is a much different lead-in for Nick Gismondi. Much more smooth than the transition I sent us off into break. Nick, pleasure to have you on, buddy.
Hey, it's great to be actually with you guys, like, face-to-face. I feel like we normally do this over the phone, so this is much more cool.
Yeah, absolutely. We've spoken, I think, for about a year now, and this is the first time we've actually met. So it is kind of weird, the relationships you have in radio and social media and all that. Yeah, I feel like we're best buds.
It's a whole new world. Well, you know I love being on with you guys, and Rye, you've always been super supportive too, so I always appreciate that.
Yeah, slumming it with Cofield and Company. It's on TV all the big obligations. No, man, I texted you the other day during the Philly game, and you're killing it on the TV end. It's really awesome to watch you enjoy yourself and, getting to do what you love in the spot. I'm sure you love to do it. So, tonight, 2-4, Buffalo comes into town. Any revenge factor given what happened earlier in the season?
I mean, maybe a little bit. I think the big thing for these guys is that you've got a situation now here where Vegas is starting to feel it a little bit. Maybe the season started off just a touch on the slower side. Maybe there was, I don't know, maybe there was nerves. Maybe there was a little pressure. One of the things that I love the most is a guy like Marchie, right? Like, you listen to him talk, and he said multiple times, he's like, we got to forget about last year. Everybody stop talking about last year. And I think that tells you everything you need to know about what's going on in that locker room. I think that says, okay, listen, come on, let's move on. It was what it was, so now let's step it up. And I feel like maybe guys are believing in that a bit.
But have they done that? Because the way I look at it, it's an all sports. So I think we try to put things in context of other sports because people are more familiar with that than they are hockey here for the most part. In all sports, you see teams that make a big run, especially when they lose. Super Bowl losers never make the playoffs the next year. We look at that in other sports. I think you have the same thing here where you have this big emotional run. You play a whole year. Now you play every game is so important in the postseason. You fall short of your goal. You come back out in the regular season. You're like, oh, regular season games again? Like, there is something to that, I think.
Sure. There is definitely a Stanley Cup hangover, and that happens quite a bit. And you see that. I mean, the back-to-back thing is very rare. Obviously, it happened with Pittsburgh, and before that it was 90s or late
Detroit?
90s. Yeah, Detroit.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where I think, yes, I think that does happen. I think that there is a little bit of a letdown. And there's a bit of an emotional letdown with these guys, too, right? Like, last year had so many storylines that were sort of always constantly fueling the fire. It was the tragedy that happened on October 1, and then after that, it was the you know, everybody trying to prove something against all of your former teams, and then it was, let's rally around because all of our goalies are hurt. So I think that maybe initially these guys were looking for something, too, to kind of unify them or rally them together. And, you know, maybe now it's, let's prove that last year wasn't a fluke.
You know, you were talking, as you just were here with Nick Gismondi, you can catch him on Twitter, at Nick Gismondi. You kind of led this off talking about John Marchessault and his locker room presence. You know what, I want to go back to that. And one thing I really liked about that, at least my initial takeaway, when I heard him talk about this is this year, it's not last year, we need to put last year to bed. I like that from the standpoint that, I'm not going to say it's controversial, but I'm sure some people heard that and their ears perked up, right? They're like, oh, but my point is, I liked hearing him say it. I liked hearing him take the initiative and take that, dare I say, leadership role and being vocal. Because, you know, Nick, it's not to say there aren't personalities on this team, but there just doesn't seem to be a lot of, like, vocal guys. So I like seeing John take that initiative.
Yeah, I think that the vocal guys, George McPhee says it quite a bit, and I agree with him. There are 23 captains on this hockey team, and that's a rarity. I'll be very honest with you. I played hockey growing up. I coach it now. I've been around it my entire life. You don't have that situation too often. They do have it here. And the chemistry that was here last year and that is here again this year, that's all real. That's not manufactured. That's not PR fluff. That's a thing. Like, I mean, I know a few guys on the team, known them for a lot of years. So I've been able to talk to them, and they back all that up. Yeah. So I think Marchie is a guy that is a little bit more vocal. Maybe I think Marc-Andre is also very vocal in the room. And I think it's guys
Derek
like
England,
that.
Definitely. Derek just England being around, speaks, he's definitely the guy.
Derek England speaks vocally as well too, and I think so in situations like that. I like the tone that Marchessault has.
Yeah.
I like it because, for me, it's a little bit irritated, and I like that he's playing a little bit irritated.
That direct kind of just, this is what it is.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And it wasn't like he's like, oh, we'll just forget about last year. Last year's over. Like, we're done. Why are we talking about last year? Like, let's move on. And I like that. I like that tonality to him because I think that speaks to how he's feeling. I don't think he's hiding anything.
Yeah, you kind of, like, know where you stand. It's like a firm breakup.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're done. Stop texting me.
Yes, yeah, very much so. You're very direct about, hey, this is going to hurt, but this ain't last year.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah, I unfollowed you on Instagram and Twitter. Please get out of my bushes. Yeah.
So, I guess, I mean, they're saying the right things, and Marchessault for sure is saying the right things. We're talking about it. How do you go from, I guess, talking about it to doing it, to actually moving on?
Sure, you're seeing it a little bit. I think you're seeing it. I think that last game was a bit of a statement. Okay, 1-0 game against the Philadelphia Flyers, but look at the lead up to that. Okay, it's a build on unreal saves by Marc-Andre Fleury, and you see the confidence start to come up in them a little bit there, right?
And there were plenty of posts hit in that game.
Absolutely, and that's one other thing this year. You know, one of the things we talked about against Philadelphia in the pregame show was the puck luck factor.
Yep.
And it's a real thing. I think the chances were, I don't remember the exact number, so don't rake me over the coals if I don't get it right, but I think going into that game it was 341 shot attempts. So what the NHL is doing now is they're taking and they're basically breaking down anything that is potentially a scoring opportunity inside the blue lines. So if I fire a shot from just inside the blue line and it gets blocked in front of the net by another team's defenseman, they're counting that as a shot attempt, essentially. So those are 341 shot attempts over five games. It's a lot of shooting, and it's just a little bit of puck luck. I hate saying it, but it's the truth. You hit posts, and it changes momentums of hockey games. And not to ramble, but I'll give you one more example of it. Go back to the first round in the playoffs last year against the Los Angeles Kings, game number one. This is unpopular to say, but at the same time, I'm going to say it. If Los Angeles had those three big scoring opportunities right away in game number one, okay, they score those and it's a 3-0 game early on, that series is drastically different. So just a little bit of a bounce left or right kind of sort of changes the whole thing. And I think tonight, if you're looking for a key, it's for this team to fire a bunch of pucks at the net and hopefully get a little bit of luck, and then it's going to waterfall.
And that's how you beat puck luck, right?
Yep.
Pucks on net, deflections, greasy goals, just get them in, get them on.
Pucks in front of the blue paint. Yep. Shots in front of the blue paint. If you look at this, I'm not a big stats guy. I'm really not. But if you look at, like, those analytical stats breakdowns of where shots come
from.
As
he rolls his eyes.
I mean, it's like, I hate even doing it.
We need to get Pete Jensen on from NHL Network and have you two go back and forth.
It illustrates a point, so I'll say it. But most of those goals are scored from just inside, just outside of that blue paint, the goaltender's crease. So get shots on net. Get in those dirty areas. I don't even care if it's a garbage goal, quote unquote. Just start getting that feeling back. Get that crowd into it tonight right away.
Huge key right there.
Huge key.
I'll plug my own story today. If you want to go check out ReviewJournal.com. William Carlson, who I expected when I talked to him wasn't going to give me anything great.
Okay. Carlson!
Really good dude. He's not really the most quotable person. Gave me a phenomenal quote yesterday. And I really just said that so we can play that drop. He said, it's the ketchup effect. And I was like, what on earth is that? And he said, you keep pounding the ketchup bottle and nothing's happening.
Yeah.
And once one goes, they're all going to follow. And I was like, wow, that's actually brilliant.
Yeah.
I've never thought of it that way.
Yeah, that defines my hockey career, except the ketchup never came out. So
you got to hit the 57. You hit the 57.
Tap, tap, tap.
The 57 on the Heinz bottle, right. That's the key.
That's urban myth.
No, it's not.
No, that's a true story. No,
thank you, Nick.
No, that's true. Tap the 57, always with the butter knife. That was a Guy Gismondi tip when I was a kid. It works.
I go dig the knife in to the top of the bottle.
No, it's all messy. There's a real easy way to bypass that.
Yeah.
Nick and I have backed it up for you.
Yeah,
well, how about consensus. You just go squeeze bottle?
Okay, well, I guess that's an entirely different conversation altogether.
Seems like it makes more sense. All right, we talked a lot about hockey. We'll get back into it in a second. There's way more important things.
Uh-oh.
First of all, so jealous of the suit.
Thank you.
Not just the suit. I talked about it because I mocked you as you walked up, but it's pure jealousy. How much time goes into this? You got the laces matching the shirt.
You got the pocket square.
You got the fancy socks.
I didn't even see the square. Oh, he's got the laces.
The laces
he's got
match the shirt. Laces. It's incredible.
Gizmo. Damn.
That's how you get on TV.
Yeah, I was just saying, it's a TV thing.
How much time goes into this?
Some we'll never know about.
Planning.
Very little time goes into this planning, to be quite honest with you. Luckily, we have, I'm going to blow my whole credibility here. We have stylists, if you will, that suggest combinations. And so I've been lucky enough to have a little bit of guidance because, truthfully, my style is a little...
We need that.
It's Chrissy, definitely not Shane Knighty style.
Chrissy, you want to take on more responsibility? You want to be the stylist for Cofield & Company?
The official stylist for Cofield & Company?
Yeah, so
Chrissy, yeah. Oh, my God. This marks the first time Chrissy's now been on air with us.
Really?
Oh, my God.
A milestone.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hi. You look fabulous from the pictures that I'm getting from Jeff.
Thank you. That's very sweet. I'm blushing.
Did you just say right at the end that Shane Knighty has the style?
Oh, Shane's suits
he's
are
on
unreal.
Woo,
Shane,
yes, he does.
Shane Knighty's suits are just on fire.
Oops, sorry. I thought my mic was off.
Chrissy's a big fan of Shane. Okay.
I'm a big fan of Shane Knighty. Thank you for the compliments, though. But, yeah, I put it together. It's looking all right.
The laces are just I can't even imagine the incredible amount of talent that goes into that, for sure. Also, people don't know the talent that you have. Were you giving people advice on voice today? Because as I was walking out of Gerard Gallant's press conference, you're like telling people they got to go honey and lemon. What's going on then?
So
he's very holistic.
All right. So here's the thing. So when I started in this entertainment sports broadcasting thing, I was like 15 years old. I got hurt playing hockey, so I started my high school radio station. Basically let me get on and announce the team that I was playing for his games because I was injured. Well, I was doing a full radio game just like Dan Duva does, essentially, without any help. So it was me talking for three full periods of hockey and doing intermissions. I kept losing my voice, and I kept this is embarrassing. I kept drinking waters, just slamming waters. Well, I didn't have any breaks on intermissions, so I would have to run to the bathroom and take a leak in 30-second intervals. But I would lose.
That's not possible.
No, it's not. It's tough. It's really hard to do.
No, that's not possible.
Trust me. I thought there was... Yes, no, it didn't... I missed some... There was some dead air at times.
If you're a real professional...
Extend that rejoin.
Yeah. Well, you've got the bottles. If you're a real professional, you just make it happen.
Play Stairway to Heaven. So I learned that a little bit of hot water with half a lemon and a couple teaspoons of honey would get things lubricated, and then in the in-betweens, if you suck on a Jolly Rancher or a Lifesaver, it keeps you going, and you don't have to go to the bathroom every 15 seconds.
Life
smart.
Tips.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Write that down, kids.
For all aspiring broadcasters.
Write that down.
Also, were you, let's see, after the game, you guys play the press conferences on the broadcast sometimes.
Oh, boy.
Did you take a shot at one of my fellow media members? Because I'm in support of it. I just want to make sure that in the future, I'm immune. Don't rip on my questions.
I've apologized.
Don't apologize.
Jesse Granger is a good buddy of mine, and yeah, I took a shot, and you know, truthfully, I didn't know it was Jesse.
That's great.
Because I love Jesse. Jesse's one of my all-time. Like, you guys are such great writers. Jesse is one of my favorite writers. He does a fantastic job at
The
Athletic.
He's all right.
I love reading his stuff. I do. I read all of his articles. I'm kind of a fanboy with him a little bit. But, yeah, I he kind of asked the same question to Coach Gallant that somebody else had, and I saw Coach Gallant get irritated, and I was like, oh, you can't do that, especially after a loss. Like, Gallant's going to lose his mind.
I'm in full support of it. Yeah. That was not a critique. I like it. I actually think – Listen, score the questions when you come back. I'm all for it. Do all of it.
I got jumped all over on Twitter about it. People are like, oh, all you do is TV. I mean, yes, I do TV now, but I wrote for the Detroit Free Press for many years.
I got the opposite. I got everybody texting me like, this is amazing. Putting Jesse in his place. I love this. This is great. It was awesome. I loved it very much.
I owe Jesse multiple beers. So
that was good stuff. But no, I think it's interesting. And just as you know, I watched the press conference back, and those things happen, but I'll say, and it's a different setting, a press conference and just kind of a sit-down interview. Like, I kind of asked Carlson the same question 3 or 4 times yesterday because, like, he was starting to open up, and you sensed that he was, like, wanting to say something, and then he gave me the catch-up thing. And I was like, that's perfect.
Yeah, and listen, I think journalism, and I've been doing this a long time, and I've done it on the print side, and I've done it on the radio side, and I've done it on the TV side, and I think journalism is a lot about connecting with the people who you're writing to or speaking to on the radio or broadcasting to, and it's a talk to them, not at them situation.
Yeah.
And I think that as much as you do that for your readers and your listeners and your watchers and your viewers, you do the same thing for the people that you're talking to. And it's a relationship builder, and you have to build that up over a certain amount of time. And I think a lot of people try to force it right away, but perfect example is what you did, and Jesse's got a great relationship with Gallant, so he can get away with it, and you can get away with it with Carlson because you've been in the room. Now, if you're just some random person that walks in and hammers somebody 3 times with the same question, it ain't gonna go well.
Also, it seems like when you have an agenda, like when you go at them with an idea of what you want them to say,
exactly.
I feel like athletes can see through that.
Exactly.
And it reflects poorly on you as a journalist.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, it's about, if a guy gives you the answer and
great,
it's not the answer you want, it's still probably the answer. You know, and you can't.
Unless we're talking about injuries.
You can't force it. Right. And that's kind of a no-no, too.
Yeah,
like, if
true.
You're a journalist and you're asking a coach about an injury, you know what the answer is going to be.
Adam?
No, but we were shocked. We've talked about this already. We were stunned yesterday because the Knights are incredibly quiet about injuries.
Every team is.
And it's everybody's day-to-day, all the time, day-to-day.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, oh, Paul Stastny, 2 months. And you're like, what?
Where did that come from?
Yeah.
Like a jack in the box.
Whoa!
Boom! So actually, that's a good follow-up. Obviously, if this does last 2 months, obviously the big signing or the big trade this season was Pacioretty. But if there is a 1B to the Pacioretty deal, it's Stastny. So how big a deal is him being out 2 months?
Well, I mean, I think it's a big deal, but I don't think it's detrimental. I mean, it's a big deal because look at how successful that second line was. When that injury happened, that second line was playing as the first line.
Yeah.
That, you know, they were getting the extra minutes. They were doing more of that. And there's a lot of chemistry between Pacioretty and Stastny. I talked to Stastny over the summer right before the Pacioretty thing happened, and I've known Max Pacioretty since he was 15 years old. So I know the chemistry between those two guys. There's a lot going on there, and for them to lose that sort of at this stage in the game is a little bit of a bummer, but not detrimental. You've seen this team overcome this sort of thing so many times before. Listen, I go back to the rallying cry of what happened last year with the goaltender situation. If they overcame that and came out as well as they did, they can overcome anything.
Well, moving up into the second line tonight, it looks like Tomas Hika is going to be taking that spot. I liked what I saw from him in the spurts that we saw from him last year. What is your gauge on him playing in the second line? It looks like he's going to get a big boost and get a big chance.
Yeah, I like him, and that's Coach Gallant being a player's coach. This is a guy that gives guys chances.
Well, he did it with Nosek earlier.
Well, he did it with Carpenter last year. Done it with Belmar. He's done it with all these guys, and that's the kind of coach when I grew up playing. That's who I liked to play for, and that's how I try to coach when I'm coaching kids now, is give them confidence, give them that ability, and he does that. Talked to Carpenter at Media Days here, and he said, you know, we asked him about Coach Gallant being a player's coach, and he goes, yeah, he goes, there's times last year I would screw up, and I would come back to the bench, and I'm like, and I'm done for the game, and Gallant would be, you know what you did? Like, yes, coach, don't do it again, okay? Okay, coach. Right back out the next
shift.
Awesome. And that's kind of the confidence that you build, and that makes any of those guys in that room want to go through a wall for Gallant. Heck, I would go through a wall for Gallant. So, you know, you put that kind of thing in place and you give Hika the chance tonight, and you might see him do some big things tonight. He could be a big surprise tonight.
You are doing the nightlife show now. Just kind of tell people what you guys are trying to do, and I think it's a really cool addition to the broadcast.
It's awesome, and we wanted to kind of get it going last year, but last year was such a weird year with the way that sort of everything kind of came together late, and I was here for the first 3 months of the season and then couldn't really escape my NBC contract to be here for the full year, and, you know, but it was something that we wanted to do last year, and it really gives the fans an opportunity to get to know the players a little bit more, get to know the inner workings of the city, get to know a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. We're going to be doing a piece coming up with Critter, the equipment manager. That guy is the hardest-working guy on this hockey team, and you're going to get to see all that. You're going to be in the room with him after a practice leading into a game. And so, you know, it's Ali Lozoff, who's our ringside reporter, and myself, and we're just going to kind of get to know the players a little bit more, get to do some fun stuff around the city, and it's a half-an-hour show every week, the entire season on AT&T Sportsnet. It's going to replay a bunch, too, so I think it plays before games and after games. So if you miss it once, don't worry about it. You can catch it again. But I'm pumped about it. We got to do some fun stuff at the Fremont Street Experience yesterday. So for me, it's like, all right, cool, let's do this. Let's hang out with hockey players and do a bunch of cool stuff.
Can you do a feature where you get Pacioretty acting lessons? Did you see that the thing they did when he first got here?
With Nate Schmidt?
Yes.
I actually
it
loved
horrific.
It. I thought it was great. The Happy Days thing was amazing,
that was
by
great.
The way.
That was
hockey
great.
Days.
Really good.
Yeah,
I love
oh,
that.
God.
That was great.
The Pacioretty doing the hangover photos. And like it was...
Adam's big on critiquing acting, stand-up comedians.
Stand-up comedians, for sure. I loved it. I thought it was hilarious, but the acting was left a lot to be desired.
You know what? Max is one of these. Max is such a cool guy. I knew Max back in – how much time do we have for a funny story?
Go ahead.
Yeah, we got 3-4 minutes. We're good.
All right, okay. So Pacioretty, I knew Pacioretty back when he was playing for the Sioux City Musketeers, which is a junior team in the United States Hockey League, the top junior team where guys – basically kids go from there to play in college and then on to the NHL, the AHL, whatever. So I was scouting for Sioux City and had a dear family friend that was playing for Sioux City, and they all made the All-Star game. Patches was on that All-Star team as well. And so it was the assistant coach, myself, and a bunch of the guys from the Sioux City Musketeers that made the All-Star game that year. So we're driving to the All-Star game. Well, the coach drove an hour in the wrong direction. And he's like, and then he started to drive us in the right direction but was like going the speed limit. I'm like, this isn't going to work. So I jumped in the seat. I was going 90 through Iowa to get these kids to the All-Star game in time. Pacioretty ended up winning the fastest skater competition. And anyway, I spent a lot of time with him, but it was fun. This was the first time today that I had seen him since he had gotten here. And I walked into the locker room after practice today, and he hopped right up and
That's
rushed
awesome.
Over and gave me a big hug. And so we're looking forward to getting to spend some time together.
I actually witnessed that. And I have a question. I'm sure you guys – I'm sure it wasn't in the conversation. He had just done one of the weirdest interviews I'd ever heard. Did he mention it at all when you came over and talked to him?
No, he's just, okay. He did give me the look and say, Gizmo, it's really good to see you. So I don't know. I didn't hear the interview. But
I was waiting to ask him a question. He was actually – He was asked about a very specific shift and a weird play that happened against, I think it was against Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And I think he was looking at him like, dude, what? I don't know. That was 4 games ago. Like, I don't know. Like, he tried
the hard
to help.
Drive doesn't
the best
hold
that is
much.
That, like, he is really good. Like,
oh, he's such a good guy.
Among players, especially you kind of think, oh, star player is going to come in. Like, he will, you know, he gives you time. He will actually listen to your questions, answer your questions, unlike a lot of, you know, athletes that you've covered. Love dealing with the guy.
Yeah.
But, like, his look when he got this question was like, All right, I'm going to try to answer this, but come on, man.
He is weird. He has always been one of the most patient guys. And, and even back in the USHL days, guys kind of knew he was, I mean, he was on the fast track. Like, you can see it. Right, like, he was just one of those guys you watch and you're like, oh, yeah, that kid's playing in the NHL. No question about it. And even when he would get hit with those questions as a 15, 16-year-old, I watched him handle them like a pro. And so now he's the same guy. He's such a great kid. I say kid, but he's not really a kid anymore. But such a great guy.
All right, Nick, we got about 30 seconds. Got about a minute left. Buffalo's in town. Number one overall pick, Rasmus Dahlin, is in town. Tell fans what they can expect if they're coming out to the arena tonight with this kid.
Yeah, exciting kid. He makes things happen anytime he's on the ice. So he's good with the puck. He moves the puck well. Skates fast, and he's part of the transition game for this team to the neutral zone. If I'm scared about anything tonight, being the Vegas Golden Knights fans about Buffalo, it's that they're starting to get that chemistry. They made a lot of offseason changes. Dahlin's now starting to feel comfortable. He's starting to get points. Jeff Skinner's starting to get points.
Yeah.
Eichel's producing. So a lot of guys are starting to click a little bit. So this crowd is going to be huge tonight. Take Buffalo out of it right away and get a couple quick early goals. Be nice and loud the whole way.
Nick? I say this every time. It's a pleasure having you on, but this time it is absolutely a pleasure having you on set in person. Pleasure to meet you. Best of luck tonight, and I know this won't be the last time. We'll talk to you down the road.
Yeah, thank you guys for all the support always. I love hanging out with you, and yeah, let's do this more often.
Absolutely. All right, that's Nick Gizmondi. You can catch him on Twitter, at Nick Gizmondi. When we come back, NFL Hall of Famer, 1987 Heisman Trophy winner, the one and only Tim Brown, coming up next here on Cofield & Company.
Follow the Cofield & Company crew around Sin City on Instagram. At ESPN Las Vegas.
Hey you, it's Steve Cofield. Don't you think it's time to pamper yourself? Your wife and girlfriend do it. Why shouldn't you? My spot is Swagger Men's Grooming. They have a cool shop over at Coronado Center and Eastern. Clean and comfortable with a man cave style TVs all over the place. Complimentary beer, wine, or water. You can walk in or book ahead. You can book ahead online. Swagger Men's Grooming is open 7 days a week with high-end haircuts. Plus, who doesn't love the hot towel shampoo and neck massage that's included with the haircut? It's Swagger Men's Grooming, Coronado Center and Eastern. Walk in and swagger out.
If you're in law enforcement, military, or security, you can save 20% on all your tactical gear at the new location of IDO Tactical. And if you log on to IDO Tactical's Facebook page, you'll find even more savings. Just another great way for you to save a few bucks on quality tactical gear. IDO Tactical has it all. Police gear, security gear, military gear, and much more. IDO Tactical is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. on West Sahara at Torrey Pines behind Green Valley Grocery.
I used to post to job boards.
Only to sort through tons of resumes.
Just to find a few candidates for
my sales team.
My hair salons.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology scans resumes for me to find the right people.
And actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
I'm Jackie Rosen, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
They call him Senator Spineless because Dean Heller bends with the political winds. First, Dean Heller promised to vote against the plan to repeal the Affordable Care Act because it would hurt Nevada. Here's what Dean Heller said.
I'm telling you right now, I cannot support a piece of legislation that takes insurance away from tens of millions of Americans and hundreds of thousands of Nevadans.
But then, Dean Heller got pressure from his party leaders. Listen to Donald Trump threatening Dean Heller on national TV.
This was the one we were worried about. You weren't there, but you're gonna be.
Dean Heller broke his promise and voted for repeal.
Mr. Heller, aye.
That is a complete 180.
He decided not to cross Trump.
The plan Dean Heller voted to advance would let the insurance industry charge people over 50 up to 5 times more than younger people and would end protections for pre-existing conditions. Senator Spineless Dean Heller. He's not standing up for Nevada. Paid for by Rosen for Nevada.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting. We'll be right back.
Ask anyone who has dined at Poncho's in downtown Summerlin, and they'll tell you it's the best Mexican restaurant in town. And there is so much going on at Poncho's. Available exclusively in the cantina, enjoy happy hour every day of the week. Each Tuesday is Taco Tuesday at Poncho's, featuring $2.50 tacos. Sunday night, it's tequila night at Poncho's. Starting at 3 p.m. until closing time, enjoy half off all pours in the cantina with over 40 brands to choose from. Fiesta like there's no manana at Poncho's Mexican restaurant in downtown Summerlin. Ole!
I called you sunny, you came a-running, shining and singing, fixed all my plumbing. I joined the Sunshine Club and you saved me, pulled in the driveway as I hung up my phone. Unclogged all the drains, fixed all the leaks, softened the water and repaired the sink. Sunny, you're the plumber for me, set me free.
The happiest plumbers on the face of the earth are the plumbers at thesunnyplumber.com. The Sunny Plumber is growing nationwide, and our executives are promoted from within. Sunny Plumbers receive executive training so they can become general managers in charge of their own city. Sunny Plumbers get the job done quickly, and they get the job done right. No fuss, no muss, no song and dance. That's the Sunny way. Do you know a plumber like that? Call that plumber. Tell them what you heard and change their life. Go to thesunnyplumber.com.
Sunny is the plumber for me. Set me free.
License number NSCP-79415.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. The 2019 PC Laptops S.